Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, First Responders Week is continuing today on KMOX. And instead of the wine line, which we would normally have at this time, sponsored by
Morelli Tuck Pointing, 444-3000.
Thank you very much, John Hancock. Michael Kelly's over to my left.
Yeah, I'm here.
As he usually is.
Yes, to the left of you for sure.
Ideologically and physically. I had the great honor of talking to Officer Alex Waldrop of the Maryland Heights Police Department. He was at the Centene Community Ice Center with his canine partner, Bax, who is this incredible German Shepherd police dog. And the two of them were the hit of training camp for the St. Louis Blues. The players were playing with Bax and talking to Officer Waldrop. All the fans wanted to get their picture taken with him. So I chatted with him at training camp.
I'm Alex Waldrop, canine officer at Maryland Heights with my partner, Canine Bax.
How long has Bax been in the service?
Bax has been in the service for almost 4 years. He turns 5 in October.
What about you?
I'm 30. I've been a cop for 8 years.
So have you been in the canine unit your whole career?
No, I got him when he was a year old, so same thing, about 4 years.
How does that work with a police officer moving into the canine unit versus another unit?
Yeah, so for us to get the canine unit, we interviewed, there was a handful of other guys that put in for it. The department looks at proactivity, you know, your time and effort and training to begin with. It's a huge added responsibility on the job and at home as well. I was lucky enough to be chosen out of that group to get Bax.
So what kind of calls would you bring Bax on?
He goes on every call with me. He rides in my car. He's got a nice little gig and a setup in the back with AC and all that stuff. So he'll go to every call with me, but he may or may not get out on every call with me. If it's a call that turns into a narcotics investigation, then I can utilize him. He's got an extremely good nose, and we use him a lot for missing person or missing suspects. For him, it doesn't make a difference on if it's a 5-year-old kid that's lost in the woods, or if it's a bank robbery suspect, or if it's an Alzheimer's patient that's walked away from an assisted living home.
How would you go about letting him know what scent he should look for?
That all comes down to training. If we can get some type of what we call a start article, if, you know, somebody fled from a crime but they took off a ski mask or they took off a sweatshirt, I can use that to register that article or that scent in his mind. For the most part, he goes off of what's the most strongest odor that we can put him on. So that's why it's really important for us, like, hey, the bad guy ran this way, and for other officers not to contaminate that. So I can put him on that track and he can do that.
How many dogs like Bax are in your police department?
Bax is the only one right now. We've had two. Right now we've just got one. But he's probably one of 50 in the St. Louis area.
Bax has done what pretty much no one else could do, which is in some ways upstage the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. He is a hit at training camp.
He is. All the players are loving coming to petting him, playing tug of war. He's definitely been a hit.
And also with fans, pretty much any event you bring him to, people absolutely love to interact.
Yeah, especially kids. He loves the kids. Doesn't matter where we're at, the kids love him. He's very tolerable, super social. Events like this where, you know, you got tons of families, we do Rankin Jordan. We go there all the time as well, let the kids play with him there. And we do the schools. We go to Heroes Luncheons. We just drop in and stuff like that.
So it speaks to the intelligence of Bax and dogs like him that they can play with kids and know when to be gentle and then also know when it's time for business.
Absolutely, yeah. He's got a great on and off switch. I've yet to find a situation or an environment that I take him in that he can't handle, that he can't sort through and realize that, you know, is this work or is this play?
And I imagine the officers that work with dogs like Bax, you guys have a pretty close relationship. They're brothers in arms with you?
Absolutely. Our bond is so tight. Anywhere I go, he's glued to my hip. I'm sure you've seen it. After we've been playing around out here, he's always engaged. He's always looking at me. He always wants my approval off of everything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.